From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Media reports say authorities are asking residents of the Turkish border town of Carchemish to evacuate following a mortar attack by Islamic State forces firing from the town of Jarablus. Dorian Jones reports on increased tensions in the area.
Since Monday, Turkish artillery has been shelling Islamic State forces in the Syrian border town of Jarablus. Jarablus is a key supply route for IS, the last remaining town under its control on the Turkish border. Turkey has been massing tanks on the Syrian border to offer support ahead of a widely predicted offensive to capture Jarablus by the Turkish-backed Syrian Free Army forces. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A rebel incursion into Syria from Turkey would likely result in a conflict with U.S.-backed Kurdish forces who also want to force IS from the area but are opposed by Turkey. The U.S. military says an American soldier died Tuesday as a result of wounds sustained during operations in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Another was wounded and is in stable condition. Six Afghan soldiers were wounded in the operation near Lashkar Gah. The United Nations Command says North Korea has been laying new landmines on its side of the border with South Korea. North Korean soldiers have been spotted planting anti-personnel mines on its side of the so-called Bridge of No Return, a river crossing near the border truce village of Panmunjom. Officials say 2 days of fighting between the al-Shabaab militant group and regional forces in southwestern Somalia have left at least 15 people dead. The fighting took place outside Moragabi, a village in the Bakool area. Forces of the Bakool government and surrounding regions have stepped up military operations. This is VOA News.